தத்பாகதேயமசமானமநேகமௌனி வாசார்ஜிதம் க்ஷிதிபுதஃ கலு லோஹிதஸ்ய அங்கீசகார பகவான் ரமணோ மஹர்ஷிஹ அந்யேஷு சத்ஸு யதி மம் பஹுஷு ஸ்தலேஷு.
Good luck accumulated to the Red Mount Arunachala for its having sheltered numerous sages in the past has now grown incomparable because Lord Sri Ramana Maharshi has chosen this hill among many other holy places for his abode. Kavya Kanta Ganapati Muni.
Help from above, written by Justice K.S. Venkataraman. Most of us are unhappy most of the time. The little happiness that we think we enjoy is short-lived and superficial. Our desires and ambitions remain forever unfulfilled. Often we feel frustrated or depressed. We naturally inquire whether there is no way out. We soon discover that there must be a higher power ruling this world, and that if eternal happiness is at all possible, it can only be by putting ourselves in tune with that higher power. Obviously, the higher power is infinite, and man with his finite capacity cannot attune himself to the infinite without the help of the infinite. Fortunately for us, in this country, the problem has been solved by seers long ago and even in modern times. All of them speak with one voice and assure us that the higher power is prepared to help us if we search for it within ourselves. Only the veil of ignorance must be removed, and we must realize that we are not merely made up of this finite body and mind, but there is something higher which we may call spiritual within ourselves. We may accept this theory as a matter of faith to start with, but the difficulty lies in realizing this truth ourselves. Before proceeding to describe my own limited experience, I set out briefly the main systems which have been taught to us. One system would require the aspirant not to assume anything but be merely alive to the problem and be just a witness to the solution of the problem as it is gradually revealed by the higher power. This, in fact, is the ideal to be achieved. But this may not be easy to practice for the beginner, and hence a simpler method has been suggested by our tradition, namely to personify the higher power as a god and chant his name or think of some form attributed to him. The founders of this method had all reached the goal, and they simplified the method of approach for the benefit of the beginner, knowing that the practice of the simple method would in due course lead to the ultimate goal. A follower of this traditional method for more than 25 years, I have now come to a stage when it is not necessary and may even be impossible to utter any name or think of any form, for the higher power has no name or form. Bhagavan's approval and encouragement of the traditional method, which might otherwise appear irrational, gives us the assurance that this is one effective method of annihilating our finite mind and allowing the higher power to reveal itself. The method most often recommended by Bhagavan Ramana is self-enquiry, putting the question, "Who am I?" In all our actions in life and reactions to what happens to us, every one of us says, "I did this, this has happened to me, I feel happy, I feel miserable, I then is a constant factor in all these statements." Bhagavan says that if you try to find out who that I is, you will discover that it is in the last resort nothing but the universal self or the higher power shining through you as through everything else. As a matter of fact, there are as many methods of approach as there are human beings, though they can all be brought under three or four broad categories. Each man must pursue his own particular method, taking into account all his problems and his situation in life. The only requirements are the faith that reality can be reached and a sincere and constant attempt to reach it. If you start with faith, you will experience something which goes to prove that your faith was justified. Faith is thus only the initial step. Later, it grows as a result of your own experience. When you learn the letters of the alphabet or elementary arithmetic, you ask no questions. But still, after learning the first steps, you become a master of language and mathematics, able to use and enjoy them. In the spiritual field too, progress is along similar lines. Progress is, of course, difficult, but not so difficult as people imagine. The difficulty often experienced by aspirants is that when they begin to meditate or pray, their minds wander. This is nothing unusual and happens even in the case of the trained aspirant, who, however, can bring back the mind into unison with infinite sooner than the beginner. Each man must approach the higher power according to the method which he finds most suitable to him, but I can offer some formulae about the nature of this higher power which may be of help to aspirants. The first formula is that the higher power is prepared to help and guide you if you are sincere and are prepared to shed your own little ego. Further, the higher power is prepared to help you as you are. You need not be weighed down by thoughts of your unworthiness. The second formula is that the higher power of God is the greatest antidepressant you can imagine. He is greater than the greatest misery which can ever overtake you, as the sun is more powerful than the densest darkness. The third formula may be explained by some simple algebraic equation. In x minus 1 is equal to 0, the only value of x is 1 and there is only one answer. Take x minus 1 into x minus 2 is equal to 0. Here there are two values of x, namely x is equal to 1 or x is equal to 2. Therefore, there are two solutions or answers. Similarly, in x minus 1 into x minus 2 into x minus 4 is equal to 0, there are three solutions, namely x is equal to 1, x is equal to 2, x is equal to 4, and so on. Now, at any moment, a man has a number of problems. The problems may vary from second to second. My definition of God is that He is that X or unknown quantity which can solve all our problems at any given moment. The solution may be at the physical or mental or some other level. Further, till we reach the goal, some problems may not be solved at all. The nearer we approach the ideal, the fewer the problems defying solution. Reaching God is the ultimate solution of all our problems. The merit of this formula is that they enable one to pray to the higher power or meditate upon it in one's present predicament and present state without resort to any suppression or repression. Help comes from above and makes us see for ourselves that all things work together for good to them that love God.